Gentlemen, welcome to the Remarkable Man Show. Today, it is all about assertiveness mastery. Take control of your life through empowered communication. Let's go.
Gentlemen, the world needs remarkable men. This is your time, and this is your show. I'm your host, Dwayne Klassen, and welcome to the Remarkable Man Show.
Yes, gentlemen, this is your time, and this is your show. Welcome to the Remarkable Man Show. Hope you're doing great. Gentlemen, this is a powerful program. You want to stay to the end because I've got five steps that you can take to amp up your assertiveness and take control of your life. This is an important topic because a lot of brothers, and myself included, have gone through the ringer over the last few years. There's a lot going on. And so many men right now are feeling lost, confused, and frustrated as to what it means to be a man in today's world than ever before. And I've said this many, many times, that there is a global malaise happening to men right now. And because of this, there is an assertion challenge out there where men are cowering. They are pulling back from expressing what is truly on their minds. And a lot of people have a misconception as to what assertiveness actually is. A lot of people have equated assertiveness to being aggressive or bossy or pushy, just being an asshole. Well, that couldn't be further from the truth, because assertiveness is actually a connection to who and what you truly are as a remarkable man. And for us to actually get the most out of this episode, it's important for you to identify what the remarkable man is to you. I want you to just take a moment and just envision yourself as the remarkable man, that highest and best version that you can possibly imagine. That guy. Yeah. Once you lock him in and you start to act from that place, wow, amazing things begin to happen, because that's your future self. And there's actually a process called quantum jumping. I highly recommend you look it up. But within quantum jumping, you can actually jump from where you are now, the reality you're in, to the reality you want. And that remarkable man that you desire, he already exists. He has to, because if you can imagine it, then there is a dimensional field where he truly exists. And all you need to do is match the vibrational frequency of that empowered self and see what happens. And I tell a lot of my clients to say, hey, you know what? Go have counsel with your higher self, that version of you. Sit down with him and listen to what he has to say. Even go as far as ask him how he got there. And imagine yourself just months before that image of yourself. So if he exists as that man, that best, highest version you can possibly imagine, if he exists, then he had to start somewhere. And let's say that he's starting where you're at right now. So reverse engineer it, and there you are. What do you have to do today? And I guarantee that he has a level of assertiveness within himself. He had to be assertive in order to get to where he is. So let's reverse engineer that today and really get clear on what you need to do to amp up your level of assertiveness. Look at your life right now and look at the areas where you know you've dropped the ball. Now, assertiveness is to assert. So you're essentially dropping in what you need to say. So assert. So I am asserting in this situation. So assert an opinion, assert a value, assert a boundary into the situation. It might be a piece of advice. It might be an opinion on a project at work. It might be a value proposition within your relationship. And this is where a lot of men are struggling right now. A lot of men have taken the foot off the gas when it comes to effective communication, heart-centered communication in the relationship dynamic. For whatever reason, men are cowering big time in this place. They're not stepping boldly forward and saying, this is what I need. This is a value for me. This is a boundary for me. And instead, they say nothing. And they do the slow burn of resentment. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. In your relationships, this is where assertion is so important. Because remember, you're not being a dick when you're expressing it. Assertion is being able to have this balance of confidence and self-awareness as you are expressing, that you're taking into account thoughts and feelings of others. But you have a level of being bold enough to say and stand up for your values and boundaries. And this is so important in the infancy of a relationship. So people understand how you are to be treated. We literally teach people how to show up for us. We do. And so if you are in a relationship that is tenuous, it's just you know, there's a level of resentment that you're feeling, that's because you have not been assertive. And this is probably hitting close to the bone right now. You're probably feeling it right now because you know it's the truth. So resentment is just an accurate compass that points to exactly where your values and boundaries were not expressed. It just points exactly to it. So you have to take it upon yourself that this needs to change. And you can do this so effectively. And you do this with your heart wide open, but with confidence. And it's okay to tell people how you want to be treated. That if you disagree with something, be okay with that. This is how it is. But you can do it in a way that's respectful of others. You might be in a social situation and the conversation goes completely sideways from you, from your voice, from what you have as a perspective. It might be, and you want to stay away from really incendiary environments. Like if you're politically right and you're in an environment where it's politically left, and they're having a left-leaning conversation, and you're the only right individual in that situation, choose your battles wisely, gentlemen. I mean, you may not be invited back. But gauge the room, read the room, and know when to assert your values and your boundaries in that. If they are open to a counterpoint, then so be it. Then have a very mindful and engaging, philosophical and open conversation or debate. You know, it can be entertaining. It truly can be, and it can be a lot of fun, but you have to be respectful. You can't freight train your ideology over someone. That's not being assertive. That's just being a dick and allowing your ego to come to the forefront because you're now being challenged. So understand the difference between the need to be right and the need to be assertive. So this level or this topic is very nuanced. I get it. There's so many things that we could talk about. But for the sake of this conversation, I want you to get the most out of this so you can actually apply it in your life today. So before we get to the five steps, I want to just go over how assertiveness can really impact your self-esteem and your self-worth. It is so fundamental because as you grow in confidence, you will put out these rockets of desire into the conversation. And done right, people will pay attention. And again, I say that done right because you can't have an emotional charge going into being assertive because people can feel that. People can feel that emotional charge. But when, again, when you assert your thoughts and opinions into the situation, being mindful and expressing it in an intelligent manner, what ends up happening is people lean into the conversation. Like, wow, yeah, that's a good point. I certainly appreciate that. Or in a relationship situation, I'm so sorry, honey. I had no idea. I didn't know you felt that way. You know, because you're coming from the heart. You're not freight training your opinion on top of that or making them wrong. You are asserting a new way of looking at something. And what ends up happening is you come away with a lot more confidence and you'll be seen with having confidence because you brought that up and asserted it into the conversation. So this goes a long ways in overcoming low self-esteem. Chances are that low self-esteem is a result of constantly staying quiet when you should have asserted a thought or an opinion. All right, let's get to the five steps to embracing assertiveness into your life. Okay, so number one, self-reflection. I want you to really get clear on your values and boundaries. I want you to really start understanding a level of self-awareness that you have about yourself. And how are you able to communicate that? What comes up for you? Like right now, even if you have to be assertive right now, what comes up for you? Is there a level of fear? Is there some procrastination that's going to pop up? You know what I'm talking about? Essentially, self-awareness is the foundational piece for being assertive. Know thyself. Really understand that. So when you are articulating, you know it's coming from a place of confidence. It's coming from a place of knowing. And you're there to share something that perhaps can improve the dynamic. And wherever that is. Number two is effective communication skills. This is so important regarding being assertive because you have to read the room. As I mentioned this before, you've got to understand how people are wired and how this is going to land. So everyone receives information in a different way. So you've got to understand who you're dealing with. And this is so powerful when it comes to communication. Read the room, know who you're dealing with. Chances are when it comes to being assertive, it is with people that you already know, whether it's your colleagues at work, your relationship with your children, with family members, you know these people. So whenever it comes to being assertive, read the room. Know that what you feel may not land. So you're going to have to articulate it in a way that it does. But you've got to come from a place of that level of confidence. Number three, setting your boundaries. Do you even know your boundaries? Because like I said, if you are feeling resentment right now, it's because you have not expressed your boundaries effectively. And people are pushing on those boundaries on a consistent and regular basis. And that's where the resentment is coming from, because you don't feel you've been able to express yourself in a way and in a manner that makes you feel heard. Being assertive is one of the best ways to express your boundaries. It's essentially your owner's manual on how you like to be treated and how a nurturing, cooperative relationship with you would be like. You've got to be able to express them. Number four, gentlemen, is building self-confidence. And self-confidence, unfortunately, can't really be taught. It really can't. It can only come from within. And the only way that it comes from within is repetition, getting better and better and better at something. And so being assertive is one of those exercises that you need to assert in your life. You've got to practice being assertive. Within my brand, I have Fearless Fridays, and I challenge my clients, I challenge the people at large to finish the week strong and be fearless, clean up some loose ends, and make a conversation happen that perhaps you've been fearful of having. You've got to find ways to bring more self-confidence into your world. And the only way you can do that, brother, is repetition, doing it over and over again. So what can you do today to build that self-confidence? Perhaps it's doing a video on some area of your life. Perhaps it is delivering that sales presentation at another level. Like practice, practice, practice until you feel that you are at another level in that area. And of course, having those deep, meaningful conversations with the people that matter most to you. Build up that self-confidence by being assertive. It's kind of a double-edged sword. Assertive requires self-confidence, and self-confidence requires assertiveness. They're definitely the dynamic duo when it comes to expression and changing one's life. And number five, it dovetails really nicely off of what I'm just saying here, and that is practicing assertiveness. You've got to get out there, brothers. You can't just listen to this podcast or other podcasts or read something on assertiveness and not apply it. That's not how this works. You've got to put it into action. This gets you into motion and changing your life. So I want you to identify an area of your life that you know you need to be more assertive in and claim it today. What action step can you take? Who do you need to talk to? Who do you need to call? Who do you need to get around and get it done? So I want to challenge you today to reach out to someone that perhaps scares you. Maybe it's a CEO or someone in the C-suite of a corporation. Maybe it's an old friend or someone that you've got some incompletions with. I want you to practice your assertiveness. But remember, it's coming from your heart. You're coming from a place of authenticity and integrity. You're not there to push. You're not there to kick over the apple cart. You're there to perhaps get a meeting, get a sit down. That's your objective. So make it happen. Don't just go back into the din of the day. Be assertive in your life. In conclusion, brothers, you have got to connect with the higher self within you. You know that there is a greater calling. You know that there is a remarkable man within. And in order to get to him, you've got to be assertive. There are things that he has been able to accomplish that got him to that place of the remarkable man you know you can be. But he just took it on and he asserted his values and boundaries. He asserted his wishes, his desires into the world. And he went after it with confidence, with his heart wide open. And he is the alpha. And if you truly want to be the alpha, the remarkable man, you got to be assertive, brothers. You do. To claim and get what you want. Get the date. Get the job. Get the promotion. Get the contract. Whatever it is, assertiveness will get you there. Gentlemen, that's what I got for you today. Hope this was of value to you. If it was, please like, share, comment on it. I would love to hear your thoughts and feedback. And of course, I've got my free gift for you. It is my book, The Remarkable Man, Champions to Women, Heroes to Children, and Brothers to Each Other. It's the book that started a movement. Get your free PDF download today. Go to DwayneClassen.com, click the links below or in the show notes and get your free copy today. And finally, gentlemen, I've only got a few spots left in my Remarkable Man coaching program. Click the link below and book your one-on-one breakthrough discovery session today. Let's have a powerful conversation about where you want your next breakthrough. You'll come away with a crystal clear plan for what's next, and we can explore if we're a fit to work together. Just click the link below or go to DwayneClassen.com and book it in your calendar today. Again, I only have a few spots left. Claim yours and let's have that powerful conversation. Gentlemen, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for being here on The Remarkable Man Show. And remember, you're not alone on the journey. I've got your back. Have the best day. We'll talk to you soon. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to The Remarkable Man Show. If you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to theremarkablemanshow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and YouTube for the video version. Now get out there and be remarkable.